Good morning. It's good to be gathered here on a pretty cold day. I hope most of you still have power. But it's more important to be gathered in remembrance of our own baptism, just as Rhonda was telling the kids this morning. For our baptisms are sacred to us Christians. They are a moment where we can recall God getting very personal and tangible in our lives. And so we remember this. We remember this moment where God gave us a new name, a new identity. And from that source, we Christians have determined to live our lives from the identity that God gives us. But do you remember it? Do you remember your New Year's resolutions? No. But sometimes we also forget who God calls us. We are His children. We don't always live from that source. So it does us good to try to remember this, to have moments of remembrance. Now, my mother set it upon her heart to remind my brothers and me every January of our baptism birthday. I would have forgotten it if it wasn't for her reminding me every January 8th, "Happy baptism birthday, Benjamin." I was unique when I was baptized. I was 7, almost 8, so I can remember it. Not many of you can maybe remember your baptism. Most of us were infants. But I remember as Pastor Tim Cartwright splashed water all over me. He was just not worried about the water. And I remember it being all over my face, dripping off of my nose, off of my chin, tons of water. And it was a beautiful January day. There were windows in our little country church to the south. And with the sun being lower in January, the whole sanctuary was filled with colorful stained glass light. I remember the moment. And in this remembrance, I had forgotten Tim until about a month ago, where he called me out of the blue. It had been decades since he and I had talked. I had forgotten what his voice sounded like until I picked up the phone, and then I could remember. And Tim said, "Ben, I've retired. I've retired the ministry. I was in Ashland, Oregon, and now I've moved across the country to live in North Carolina. How tall are you?" What do you mean, how tall I am? Why are we talking about how tall I am? And Tim says, "I'm 6'2". How tall are you, Ben?" I said, I'm also 6'2". How about that? And then he goes on to say, he was aware of at least 5 young men that he had baptized when they were all little, 5 that became pastors. And he said, "The other 4, Ben, are short." So I'm going to send you a box in the mail. And sure enough, a few days later, a box shows up here at the church office from Tim Cartwright. And I open it up, and there's beautiful stoles like this one and the one I'm wearing, one for every season of the church year with embroidery, and they're just beautiful. And the alb that I'm wearing was his. And he's right. 6'2 matches 6'2. It feels pretty good. And then at the very bottom of the box, there was a wooden cross. A wooden cross. And when I picked it up, I thought, wow, that looks familiar to me. You know, kind of like a deja vu moment, or I couldn't really tell, like, am I making this up, or is this real? Do I really remember this? I told Jenny this, that I thought I remembered this cross. Well, a couple of days later, I called Pastor Tim Cartwright up, and I said, "Thanks, this is meaningful, everything's beautiful, everything fits." And then Tim says, "Did you see the cross?" I said, "Yeah, I saw it, and I thought maybe that I remembered it, but I don't know, it's been decades since I've seen you, Tim." And he said, "Ben, I want you to know that this cross was the cross I wore when I baptized you." And so my heart filled with like a beatitude sort of lightness and blessing that I could wear the cross of the man who baptized me why would this be significant to me? My baptism is a sacred moment, just as yours is. And so we remember, when we were baptized, we were given a new name, a new identity. In our gospel reading this morning, also helps us pay attention to who we are and to whom our eyes are drawn. The reading picks up with John the Baptist, and he's always been mysterious. He shows up out of nowhere and he comes with these fiery, fierce words of repentance. Change your life, for there's coming someone who is going to fill the world with the Holy Spirit, and he's going to baptize with fire. And then all of a sudden, in our reading today, Jesus shows up, and he's just kind of among the people. Among the people, as they're all getting baptized. There's not really much fanfare here with Jesus' baptism. Until he is baptized. Now, as a Lutheran, I have always wondered, why was Jesus baptized? Will you please raise your hand if you have the answer? Les has got it. We should have Les come up and share. Oh, it's been mysterious to me. And I've heard different answers. Because we saw John in our reading say, baptism is about repentance. Turn your life around. Well, why would Jesus need to repent? His life was congruent, perfectly so, with the will of his heavenly Father. He didn't need to change or repent. And dear to us Lutherans, we talk about baptism as the forgiveness of our sins. And yet again, Jesus was sinless. His life was perfectly congruent with his heavenly Father. Why would he need to be baptized? And yet there he was, among all the people, among the likes of you and me, who do need to repent, who do need forgiveness. To figure out what's going on and why Jesus is baptized, we do good to pay attention to the words from his heavenly Father. When Jesus was baptized, the text says that the heavens were opened up and the Holy Spirit descended down upon Jesus, and it looked something like a dove. And when it landed upon Jesus, there was a voice from heaven, a voice that said, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." These words would be essential to Jesus. They are a revelation to Jesus for his own sake, but they are also a revelation to you and to me today about who Jesus is. He is the Son of God, in whom God is well pleased. This word would sustain Jesus, for it's a word of identity. God, his heavenly Father, is saying to his Son, "You are my Son. I love you. I am pleased with you." In a few verses in Luke's gospel, Jesus is going to be sent into the wilderness to be battered by Satan, tested and stretched. And Jesus, time and again, would need to remember the word that his own Father said, "You are my Son. I am happy with you." Jesus would experience the same stretching and pulling and battering from the forces in the world, the places of corrupt power, and of course, the dark powers of Satan. For Jesus came into this world to make available the kingdom of God and to make it visible for the people who would be given the eyes to see it. And yet not everyone was happy with this. Jesus, again, would be battered, beaten down, up until the point where the world would nail him and pin him to a cross and say, "Who are you? Are you really the King who has come? Who are you?" Yet even then, Jesus could recall, "I am the beloved Son of God. Father, where are you right now? I am your Son." Dear friends in Christ, you also have been marked and sealed and filled with the Holy Spirit from the moment of your baptism. You also, through the waters that Jesus cleared and cleansed for you and for me, you also are a child of God. And we know that the world batters against you. So many things try to define you in ways that are not true of who you are in the sight of God. You are not those false things. Who are you? You are a child of God. And being so connected and linked, died and risen in Christ through the waters of baptism, He is pleased with you. He loves you eternally, and there is nothing that will take this love or this identity away from you. Who are you? A beloved child of God. Therefore, I invite you to make the sign of the cross upon your forehead, even now, and upon your heart. For so you were marked all those years ago with the name of Jesus. So what do? As beloved children of Lord, we follow the image of Christ, the one who lived his life to make, in some way, the kingdom of God visible and available to others through service, through love, through just being there, simply to say, "I am a child of God, and so might you be." Therefore, children of God, remember who you are, and all the more remember who Christ is. Amen. Amen. In this remembrance, with hearts filled with faith, let's rise together and confess our faith, our trust, and our reliance on our God. We confess together, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternal God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with the hymn of the day.